I would think that satellite radio would be above 50 cent mashups, but... but here we are. Okay.
All right, that's what's up, man. We'll keep on sending that ENJ, my nigga.
All right, my nigga, be careful.
All right, you too, goddammit. All right, one more. J45, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you like one there, fool?
Hello, this is Nick Jameson, Michigan. Got that Myers rum. And I just want to give you a shout out to Steer, man. You the shit, dude. Every motherfucking day. If it was on every day, they need to put you on more.
Yeah, man, but you know, the price got to be valuable. Now let me sound. You know
what I mean? Agree. You know. MVP, I hear you. Well, all right, man, shout out to you, brother.
All right, man. You know, let me get into the mix right here. Rest in peace, my nigga Sean P, man. Gonna get into the joint called Planet Apes. J45.
Right here on SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Hip Hop Nation Channel 44, and Hip Hop Nation is the station.
Yeah, your mic sound low, KC.
Yeah. I might be whispering, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
Yo, what was that first joint you played? That was hot.
Oh, it was by a guy named Dr. Dre. He's a producer, DJ, Billy. So he think he fly.
I'm a motherfucking nigga with an attitude.
I'm a motherfucking nigga with an attitude.
I'm play an NWA record for songs I wish I made for a living.
Only the good die young, so that makes me old and bad. Putting ass kickers on the niggas I never had.
Right.
So I guess that makes me tough shit. Straight up gangster.
No, nigga to fuck with.
So having a nigga die, you know what? He's causing the blood shit.
Let me brag.
Yeah, this Dr. Dre, and you're checking out DJ Premier. Live from
my nigga Dre, you fuck you up in a minute with a
right, left.
Two flips, and then you say, God damn, they
ruthless. What I'm saying? We go, we say, damn. NWA, that's flowing.
That's flowing.
They say NWA, fucking, he said NWA, fucking up the, that's skill.
That's real skill because the original rhyme go, everywhere I go, they say, damn.
Ice Cube is fucking up the program.
Yeah,
right?
Like in the movie.
That's the original.
And I was just saying the movie came out officially today, and everybody should go see it. And who did I talk to? Chris Bell.
I got some goodies. I got some NWA.
I talked to Chris Bell last night. He said y'all were talking about, when I was gone, y'all were talking about hip-hop movies and stuff, and the call-in. And he said, yo, for fans to say that NWA movie, Trail of Confidence, is a dope movie, after he was saying a lot of other movies sucked. He said it obviously got to be good.
NWA is dope. It's a dope ass movie.
Well, Trail of Compton.
And Trail of Compton is a dope movie. And
where'd you get that NWA shirt?
Cubes and Brother Ron.
Brother Ron? Oh, I'm not feeling Brother Ron right now.
They don't fuck with you like that.
They don't. They don't fuck with me like Ken.
Pants connected.
Hold on.
Oh, and it said on the back, damn, that shit was dope. Oh, yeah, I'm about to get one of those. That's all right.
Come on,
you know what? I ain't
got
to call IQ. I called Dre.
You called me.
Oh, he got me the NWA hat. Woo!
Okay. On the Golden Gate Bridge, it's supposed to actually be super hot up north. Maybe not right now, but this weekend, I guess. Kind of not looking forward to that. But I need a couple of days. It's been kind of a shit week. You know, like office stuff, like whatever. I mean, we got sometimes, you know, like, yeah. Ugh, man. Rough times. I hadn't even heard, you know, like the whole news about Sean Price passing away kind of missed me for a little while there, because I just was dealing with kind of my own similar situation last weekend, and yeah, man. Is unfortunate about Sean Price. He was a very amazing rapper. Did a lot of dope MCing and whatnot. Lang actually put me on to Sean Price a little more than I was. Like, I kind of heard a couple of things. And PAX South. We spent some time listening to some music, and he's like, no, you need to hear this, you need to hear this. I'm like, okay, all right.
Hey, bro, let me get that aux cord. I got the new...
So, it's, you know, like, relatively late to the full catalog, the full, you know, experience, I guess, but... When someone passes away, there's a whole lot, but like, there's this weird organizational layer to it that, like, you just kind of autopilot your way through, and, like, you're not, it's like all this, like, stuff that, like, when you really break it down and think about, like, what you're doing and stuff, it's fucking crazy. But in the moment, you're just like, well, this stuff has to get done. I don't have it in me to really process this stuff. Like, I, you know, it's Like today, someone got in touch with me and said, hey, you know, the memorial service was a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, passed away about a week ago. And it's just like texts back and forth. They're like, oh, you know, we're trying to get a head count for this memorial service. You know how many people that you told, you know, like, you're on your side of things. And it's like, then I'm texting someone going, how many people did you talk to? We're trying to, you know, the family's trying to get a hold of this. And it's just like crazy. It's one of those things that, like, it makes it feel real in a way that, like, it, you know, it's, I don't know. There's just something about, like, oh, this memorial service is going to happen at this such and such time, and we're trying to get the logistics of this. Like, fuck, man, fuck. Come to think about it, I've never really gone to I've had relatives pass away, but they were, you know, far away out of town, and you know, I didn't make it to things there. My grandmother on my dad's side passed away. There was something for that. We didn't really do anything for my dad. You know, it just didn't seem right. Just, you know, didn't seem like it was not us. It was not the way the family was. That didn't seem like, hey, let's have a big party. Let's have a thing. Let's get everybody together. It just wasn't. You know, the sort of thing that he would have done and all that stuff. And, you know, other situations, like, I haven't been invited to other things, and never went to, so I haven't really been to a memorial service, kind of, in 20 years or something. Chucks.
And getting word out on road trip.
Absolutely. I mean, just the abstinence. Thousands and thousands of people. It's a tremendous experience.
And you're selling a few units,
One after another. Can't wait for next year.
I'm sure that the guy that's been a mentor and a great contact for you in Western Canada, Jim Bottomley, would love for us to do a shout out for Jim and his wife. They're at home in Calgary.
Shout out, Jim Bottomley, what up?
Better now. Too bad the season ran out before we got him on the road, but he is on our board of directors. Jim Bottomley, from all of us, from Road Trek. Hi, howdy.
Well, you cannot spell WBCA without saying Jim Bottomley. I mean,
please say truly, Jim Bottomley mentor, a few more
true
times.
True Western cowboy, true Western hospitality. You know, everybody loves Jim.
And we can't forget the other Jim on the other end of the country who really brought this thing together as well.
Jim Hamill, president of the Road Trek Motorhomes. If it weren't for him, we wouldn't be here right now. Absolutely.
Well, anyway, Steve, it's been a real pleasure having you join us here. We got wagons coming in, so we're going to have to get to a race. So good luck the rest of the way, and from all of us that love Chuck Wagon Racing, thank you to Road Trek for your continued involvement.
A true thrill. Thank you, guys. Look forward to next year.
Okay, Steve McDonald, territory manager for Western Canada for Road Trek Motorhomes. Arnie, we've got some wagons coming out. They've taken their practice turns. Who do we have?
Interview the sponsors, always a cool move.
Up to the box, and barrel number one will be Mark Sutherland, our Saskatoon champion. You just spoke of
the man, I thought I was the Saskatoon champion.
And off the barrel number two, this is Ray Crotto.
Saskatoon champ.
The sponsor of Tomco Time, Tomco Group of Companies, and Mark's dad, Kelly Sutherland, lines up in barrel number three with this Red Deer Motors wagon. And off of barrel number four, this will be Jason Glass, and he's driving for Birchcliff Energy. Let's check out our Ferris Riders. Mark Sutherland has Cole Somerville and Dayton Sutherland. Ray Crotto Jr. has Chance Ladd and Chance Vegan. Rory Jarvis and Casey Knight for Kelly Sutherland. Jason Glass is Chad Cosgrave and Rory Armstrong. So those will be the Ferris Outriders taking part here in Heat 7.
Wagons just pulling back into position for the 17th.
Oh, she's dropping it.
Number three.
Keep it together,
just
man.
About all lined up. Last one to pull in. Mark Sutherland as we go to Gary Gross.
A horn and they dash to the top and now to the bottom. And the first one out of the racetrack is Tomco Group of Companies and Ray Crotto Jr.
Yeah.
Mark Sutherland. Awesome. Outside, Kelly Sutherland.
Great broadcast, everyone.
Right now, Birchcliff and Jason Glass as we go into the first turn. And it is Ray Crotto Jr., Tomco Group of Companies to the outside. And now, the real payoff for this year's Saskatoon champion, Mark Sutherland. Pomeroy in and Sweets takes the lead by a horse length, chasing down his stove rack as his dad, the King Kelly Sutherland, with Red Deer Motors into the outside of him. Longtime challenger Jason Glass, four times a world's champion, Birchcliff Energy Limited. And on the third turn we go, Mark Sutherland, Pomeroy, in and Sweets, your home away from home, and his home is first place by half a wagon length, creeping up, looking to go into second, Red Deer Motors, but it's still Tomco in second, Jason Glass, Birchcliff in fourth, and here they come down the lane, Mark Sutherland, Pomeroy, in and Sweets to the inside, Red Deer Motors, Kelly Sutherland, challenge him at the wire.
Please say the sponsors one more time.
Mark, he's going to get there by a length and a half ahead of Kelly Sutherland. Birchcliff charges in at third, and Tomco, Ray Crotto Jr. in fourth. Did you enjoy heat number seven? If so,
Mark Sutherland with the quick start off the barrels, got in along the rail position. He hung on to it. Goggles just covered with mud, but he was smart enough to wear them as he goes all the way around the 5/8 of a mile course. In heat number seven. Okay, let's go back and get times. They should be ready from 5 and 6.
Field Services, along with the Rocky Mountain Chuck Wagon Association and the Rocky Wranglers, proudly bringing us all of the action in heat number seven.
What? How about some times?
We're going to bring you now the Wrangler running times for heat number five. These times are unofficial as they are under inquire, and we'll give you six as well. Here's five, Troy Dorchester, Eldorado Pressure, 11940, 11940, Eldorado Pressure and Troy Dorchester. Cody McCurra, Nelson Brothers Trucking, 11995, 11995, Nelson Brothers and Cody McCurra. Chad Fike, Jim Bob Group of Companies, 12147, 12147, Jim Bob Group of Companies, Chad Fike. Colt Cosgrave, High River Autoplex and RV, had a running time, 12274. He picks up 4 seconds in penalty. Two, Outrider missing a barrel. Two, Outrider not finishing a race. 12674. 12674. High River Autoplex and RV, Colt Cosgrave. Here's Heat 6. These times, they're good to go. Chad Harden, Jayco Welling and Consulting, 11767.
Oh, yeah.
11767, Jayco, Chad Harden. Roger Moore, Paderni's, 11878. 11878, Paderni's, Roger Moore. Jordy Fike, Viking Projects, 11958. 11958, Viking Projects. Jordy Fike and Doug Irvine, BNR 120.03, 12003. Back from the track, the checkerboards. Jason.
Okay, well, still have to go back to heat number two. Wow, that could be the day money run.
It could be, and that would be a second. And looking at some of these other times, that barrel penalty is looking real expensive right now, but he's making it up for it right now. He's doing not too bad.
That, I think, would put Chad Harden in second place on the day money, and of course fourth in the aggregate coming in. Nice.
I feel like there's a guy under their desk jiggling XLR cables going, fuck, we gotta fix this. Fuck.
Yeah, he's running good. Apparently I just got a text message from my brother there. He's got three new horses on there tonight, and only one of the old boys up there on the lead, so pretty good.
He also called me a nasty name, so thanks to my brother for texting me.
Butters, as they say, because it was a muddy track, a little bit greasy, but very, very surprisingly respectable times. Chad Harden, the 11767, and just slightly ahead of him, former Outrider, who's now up in the box driving and still doing some outriding chance, being at 11740, and that goes way back to heat number two. We continue on with day number three, the Battle of the Rockies in Rocky Mountain House, Alberta, Canada, on the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
It's tough to be the kid who's being bullied. The world...
Plus, right now, T-Mobile...
Plan for everyone.
Peace. Your clothes look so old. You don't need this, though, nigga. You need a ball. You don't need no new kicks. You need a all. Shout that bag and get right back at it. It touched me. It hit me in my heart.
No.
I like to introduce myself. My name is Big Boss.
And while they groove an old drug called Bismarck, making music all of these my specialty. When I go, but what you mean? Girls can't be excited. Well, they hear my lyrics, they wanna recite them. I know you all in the mood. Just throw up the blood, and I can play rapper records and all this stuff. Like Peter Billy Jean, but Michael Jackson, all the tracks will be ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me doing this, you will be shocked and amazed. It's the pretty thing they call it, you'll be my craze.
Car, there's only so busy I can get. Distracted driving is no joke, friends. Anyway, what's going on in the chat? No. Traffic, so I can get a little busier. I can sort of get busy. I can kind of get busy. I could get a little busy. Push this button, that's the extent of the busy I can get. Yeah.
crates. Let's go.
Whoa, whoa, hard stop. There we go. Traffic's like double, quadruple shitty tonight. That's, or at least it's kind of all, it's just all over the place, man. Whatever. Every time I do get a chance to glance over at the chat, it just seems like you guys have been lost to esports forever. And, there's no hope for you. You're lost. You fell down the esports hole. Instead, you should be getting hyped about this hype posse cut.
When I rip and rhyme,
rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's poetry attacks. Paragraphs punch hard, my brain is insane. I'm out for lunch, go science, science, rap, 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 rap. Toxic voice, voice, block, block, sell, sell, block, block.
Marijuana. It's a message from Dr. Dre to you. Take it to heart.
Oh,
There's a song that samples this that I really want to hear right now, but I don't have it. Since I fucking started jacking around with all my playlists and stuff and just... stuff I gotta do to make my phone right, to make my phone music right. Get off this fucking freeway. All this construction they're doing at the southern edge of Petaluma, like they're opening up new roads, they're closing off old roads, they're getting ready to tear out the new roads, putting in more lanes, blah, blah, blah. Like, but it is just made everything kind of fucked. I mean, you have to believe it will eventually get better than this, because it really couldn't get much fucking worse. Today that, like, it is almost September. Like, games are going to start coming out here pretty soon. Like, video games are almost back from summer vacation. Metal Gear, or something else on September 1st. Like, not maybe not as large as those games, but there was something else that was out the same day. And I cannot remember what it was now. I mean, I guess, like, Madden is almost out soon, right? Like, that's... that's your moment. That's your, oh, by the way, video games are about to start coming out. Here's the football game to remind you that video games sometimes arrive on a disc. Yeah, Mario is not that far off either. Mario Maker is damn near out. Is this a two-lane road? Otherwise, I'm about to be in trouble. All right, okay, we're good. Oh, whoa, okay. That guy was in my lane. All right, that could have been an accident, I guess, that I theoretically could have caused, I guess. That, you know, there's two lanes. It's funny, funny because he's pointing at me now and then pointing at his eyes. Still doing it. You know, you're the one that changed lanes right before you crossed. Ah, whatever. Follow me if you want. Let's do it. Let's do this, son. Busy intersection for that time of night. You guys have a good weekend. And, yeah, see you Monday.